Residents of New River and Desert Hills should have a new water source by the end of July. It'll cap a long year of worry. Last summer, the city of Phoenix announced it would cut off companies that truck water to those areas. The new source is a new standpipe to be built by the utility EPCOR. But as KJZZ's Brett Jaspers reports, residents want that new standpipe to work as more than just a water source.
New River residents got a reprieve after nearby community Anthem agreed to lease EPCOR the land for the new standpipe, a large tap into the EPCOR water supply. But well before the ink was dry on the new agreement, people yearned for something more permanent. During an Anthem meeting about the standpipe last fall, New River resident Ron Bentley stood up and asked this.
If you're going to do this, could you make it current residents only? Because you're worried about how much you're going to be supplying? Because they just continue to want to develop.
And if a newer, closer water tap was being built, they worried it would simply enable the growth. Well, the other parties were convinced. Here's an amendment to Section 5 of EPCOR's land lease. It refers to water hauling companies.
They may only deliver water derived from the water hauling facility to residential dwellings within Desert Hills or New River that were constructed before January 1, 2018.
Before January 1, 2018. Any houses built after that would have to get their water trucked in from farther away. I asked Susan Demmett, a land use attorney, about the legality of this clause.
I don't know that this is legally problematic so much as it is practically difficult to enforce.
The enforcement question I put to Troy Day, a vice president at EPCOR.
How to enforce it is we will have agreements with the water haulers that basically tell them they're not allowed to do that. And if they're caught doing it, we can make them not be customers anymore.
Day says if an infraction doesn't get reported right away, the lease would still be intact. In the contract, the company has to work, quote, in good faith to remedy the violation, unquote. But haulers like Brad Phelps of Crystal Creek Water see a messy situation.
Customer A right here with a new brand new home after January and customer B next door, and they're going to be paying $100 difference between the two very same loads.
The difference in price is due to transportation costs. If the new station is off limits to new homes, trucks will have to fill up in Carefree or Peoria for a delivery to one house. That's a lot of extra fuel and worker time. Phelps says he's in the job of getting water to people, not making it more difficult.
Instead of being a provider of water, we're the ones that have to enforce this restriction. And that shouldn't be my responsibility.
Residents like Ron Bentley say if water haulers don't like it, well, that's just too bad. Months after the water crisis began, he's still frustrated that housing development continues without much of a check. This is a way for New River residents and their allies in Anthem to make their neighborhoods less attractive to builders and buyers looking to move in. On his back patio, Bentley points to a still unfinished home going up next door.
If I see them hauling water to that house after the EPCOR station is set up, then I'll be on the phone to Troy Day.
Troy Day of EPCOR says yes, call, report, and send documentation. In enforcing this clause, the company will rely on residents to let them know what's up.
All the residents are pretty diligent out there, and if they see water haulers getting water from our station and going to a new house, I think there's plenty of people out there who are willing to tell us about that.
Current residents with water problems, Day says, is who the station is for. Brett Jaspers, KJZZ News, New River.
And this story is part of Elemental, a public media collaboration covering sustainability in the West.